Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 5th, live on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV's Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,800 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 9,850 calves on cows. If you'd like details on when an estimated lot will sell, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2100.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, the USDA released its first national crop progress report, rating the U.S. wheat crop's condition at 30% poor to very poor, 38 fair, and 32 good to excellent. Here in our three-state region, we saw improvement in the poor to very poor category across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas this week for each of the state's wheat crop. In Oklahoma, winter wheat's condition is rated this week at 46% poor to very poor, 45 fair, and 9% good to excellent. Winter wheat jointing reached 46%, down 8 points from normal. Also yesterday, Oklahoma State University's Department of Plant and Soil Sciences broadcast their first in a series of Oklahoma Wheat Update webinars that will be featured each Monday at 8:30 a.m. for the next 3 weeks, with 4 webinar episodes in total. Members of the OSU Extension Wheat Team, including Dr. Dave Marburger, our state's small grain specialist, began the program as they will each time during this series with an initial update of the current condition of Oklahoma's wheat crop. This was followed by a series of questions submitted by viewers that tuned into the broadcast. According to Dr. Marburger, though, the current crop condition ratings provided by the USDA indicate that the crop is doing rather poorly on the whole, but with a large range of progress across the state nonetheless. He says when it comes down to it, a wheat field's chance at success will be dependent on where it is developmentally. Listen.
If we continue this dry spell for most, it's going to really come back to planting date. What we may call some of the later planted wheat, it might end up being some of the better wheat overall, in that it was smaller in general going into winter, but it grew just enough to be able to maybe tap into a little bit of that soil moisture that was a little bit below, compared to wheat that was planted earlier, which was bigger overall, was using up more water, might have depleted any of that water that was in that profile at the time, and has not had any help since we've been coming out of winter here. Or for wheat that was really planted late and just barely emerging, might not have had enough growth to get down to some of that moisture that was available a little bit deeper. So it's working backwards overall too. But I mean, for the most part, it's we're trying to hopefully catch some more rain here soon, and if we can catch some more rain, some folks will still have a chance at a decent crop, but For most folks in Oklahoma, you know, we're starting to really hurt our yield potential.
You got farm news on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.